Realtorsmatters.com today.
Do you feel like Scrooge? Do you have a bah humbug attitude when it comes to Christmas? We only have a couple days, and then you're through the holiday. So it's the end of 2010. We're going to continue to talk about some of the top stories, things that made us just shake our head a couple of times when we first heard what happened, and then a couple of times after when we heard the results of the cause and effect. I know that sounds vague, but there were a lot of stories that literally did not have the right ending. It's like a book. Somebody tells you about a book and they say it's incredible, you need to read this book, and you start to read it, you're all sucked into it, you like the author, you like the storyline, and then it ends with a thud. Like they just ran out of words and decided, oh, I gotta end this now. And there's a couple of authors, once they become famous, that's what happens. They have those good books, and then it's just, they're just pulp, and it's all that's being pumped out because they don't have that fantastic end that makes you say to yourself, oh, I get it. I know what they were trying to tell me there. Well, there were some stories that ended like that, I think, this year, no question about. Also, we got a cheap movie review coming up. This is a big time for movies, holiday movies. Loom large for those who have those days off, they have kids around or don't have kids around, or they're just taking a couple of days for themselves somewhere. True Grit is on the radar for a lot of people. And I think True Grit, the Coen brothers who put this little old movie together, might have outdone themselves from what I've heard. That's certainly on my short list. I know that I'm probably going to run out and see that at some point. So we'll have our cheap movie review at the tail end of this hour. Kate Delaney America Tonight, that is the name of the show. We zig and zag all over the place, and especially we're all over the place now because it is the tail end of the season. And just like you, we're trudging along. We're getting to the end of 2010, and it's been a fun year for us here on the air, and we've gone a couple of places lately. We were in Mississippi for the aftermath of the oil spill and what it was like along that coastline there and how much that oil had been cleaned up and how much the economy was hurt and what the people had to say. And then we did a thing on domestic violence in December, and now we're heading to Washington to talk about health care at the end of January. That's how we're going to mark the new year, because it's very unpopular among a lot of folks who just got elected. There is a rallying cry to repeal the health care law. And the one tenet in that law that really has stuck in the craw of a lot of Americans is the forced health care. And whether or not that's constitutional, it's already being challenged. And that's probably one of the biggest things, I think, that came out of that bill. So is there a successful repeal process in January, February, March? Because it'll be dragged out a little bit further. I think the budget's the first thing that the new Congress will tackle. But it's out there, and it's absolutely something that'll be brought up. Is there a chance of repeal? There's always a chance of that. In numbers, there's power, and you get the right numbers going because it's a numbers game when it comes to any of the laws. Certainly there's a chance of that happening. I don't think it happens in the beginning, and I think there's going to be a lot of discussion about pulling out certain things from the bill. There may be even actually some compromises. We've seen unbelievable compromise with the lame duck Congress. Does that flow into next year? And I'm not so sure about that, because now you've got some new people that are stepping into the role of Congress or Senate and senators. So there's new senators, new congressmen. That could change, I think, the face of some of the stuff that's on the shelf. I mean, what's the thing that's always on the shelf? You know, when you go to reach for something and you're just too lazy to get the ladder, and then you end up not getting what it is you're reaching for. That's immigration to me. Immigration is something that gets trotted out until, oops, it's an election year. And then someone says, let's throw it on the top shelf. Because they can't really reach it on the top shelf. It's too much of a pain in the rear end. Let's just throw it up there on the top shelf. But I think this year that top shelf is going to collapse, and I think immigration is one of the things that gets tackled eventually. Eventually that gets tackled. And it's something that needs to be addressed. Because the last time the serious discussion over immigration took place, we're going back to really the Bush years in 2006. There were all kinds of protests and everything else, but ultimately it was put back on a back burner. And there were people that talked about it. It would come up in conversation and the media would talk about it, but nothing with teeth and nothing happened. So speaking of the borders and the border to the south, especially Mexico, there actually is a travel alert for Mexico because some people like to spend Christmas there. You know, they have the all-inclusive resorts, and some people like to go just right to the heart of Mexico City even, not just the Mexican Riviera. But if you are headed to Mexico, because of the drug violence, boy, they've seen tourism just take a big flat dive. People are not going the way they used to go. And holiday time is big, 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 big time for the country. Tourism revenue in the first, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, they say, of 2010 was way up. And they keep emphasizing that safety is only a problem in some parts of Mexico, and it's not really the major tourist area. The Riviera Maya coastline is the place where a lot of people end up going. Like Puerto Vallarta, for example, is on that list. So the hotels usually are full by Christmas and New Year's, and that in-between week some people will do it. But I would be worried about the safety thing. I've gone to Mexico a ton. I've traveled all over Mexico, not just in the obvious, sexy, hot places, but some of the others, too. And I wasn't so worried when I was traveling. Now I would definitely be more concerned about it. That's why there is a travel alert. If you check any of the lists, you'll see that the government has issued a travel alert. But probably that's why the cost is also down if you decide you want to take the chance and roll the dice. The border cities, though, I wouldn't advise that for anybody. Even in Texas, they threw out a warning and told people not to travel during the holidays because of the drug cartel violence in some of those northern border cities, because they don't care. And listen, these drug guys, if you just happen to be shopping for straw baskets and you're in the wrong place the wrong morning somewhere and bullets are flying, they're not going to dance around you because you look like a tourist. Ask some of the people in Acapulco who were very concerned. The mayor, so much so, didn't want people really on the streets. So that doesn't make that a place where you want to go. And what is this president doing, Felipe Calderon? He supposedly, back in 2006, he amped up the military and was trying to squash the cartels. Boy, that didn't happen. The homicide rates in the border state of Chihuahua last year was incredible. The numbers staggering. 74 per 100,000. We don't see those levels in the United States. It's shocking. Los Cabos, same thing. Up, up, up. Hang with us.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
California is underwater, Washington is deserted, and millions of you are on the highway right now headed to grandma's house, your wife's parents' house, or maybe on a little mini vacation. A lot of times families will go off and vacation for Christmas instead, and sometimes it's a couple of states over where people will vacation. Snowy areas, for example, skiing. Hey, how about that? The president, after all the success this Congress had for him anyway, after really a horrific year, I said the president was ineffective, and I still think that's part of the problem of this administration, because no matter where he stands on the issues, he needs to just plant himself and stand there. The buck stops with the leader of the free world, so who cares what news organizations are saying about you. There was too much of the, I think, a thin-skinned attitude. I didn't get that. And probably part of it is because of people around Obama. I don't think he picked well. And that's the key. You've got to get, whether it's cabinet positions, advisors, whatever. I mean, sure, you're going to have a couple of bad apples. You're going to have a couple of people who don't live up to their billing, let's say, because a friend of a friend recommended so-and-so, and they've been around forever. I mean, Tim Geithner, he knows everybody when it comes to economics, right? I mean, he's the cat you want. He knows. He was shaking things up on Wall Street. But I don't think he was the guy that should have been chosen as the Secretary of the Treasury, and he's proven that through a couple of rough bumps this year. So shaking all that off, Obama ends on a high note, goes to Hawaii for vacation, and lo and behold, he can't swim because Hawaii's been slammed with some heavy rains recently, and where the Obamas are staying, the water isn't so great. And when I say the water's not so great, they're advising people, tourists, to stay out of the water. So, you know, people might disregard that and say, ah, some dirty water, I'm still going to jump in anyway. But it is kind of ironic after what happened to the Gulf Coast and all the areas that were affected by the BP oil spill. I mean, they got slammed. They were hijacked. After just getting through in the last 5 years, getting over Hurricane Katrina and starting to really feel like they were coming back, the BP oil spill happened and people stayed away in droves. So now here it is, and it's Christmas time, and the Obamas probably don't want to swim in the dirty, nasty water. And there is something about this. I read a little blip on it, and then I started to put the pieces together because I can remember talking about it on America Tonight if we went back in our archives. Well, the president takes his family down to Florida, to the panhandle, to make the point that, hey, come back, you know, the water's safe or whatever. And they were swimming in Panama City, where there was oil all over the place, let's face it. Then, at one point during the year, the first family was in Massachusetts, and they were closing. They got there just when they were closing the beaches because of the some of the coli form that they found there. Fecal matter, frankly, is what they found. So they had a big rental, and because of the high levels of it, they couldn't swim in the lagoon there. So swimming is not good with the Obamas. Wherever they go, the water seems to be tainted for them. Whether it's an oil spill or fecal matter or this horrible dirty water because of the rains in Hawaii, they might not pack the swimming gear anymore. Just pack the books, hang out, and don't even try to swim. And then during the year, you could say the president had to swim with so many sharks, he didn't know what direction he was in. All right, let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. Did you say dirty water over there in Hawaii?
Dirty water. They're telling people not to swim.
I thought that was in Boston always. I mean, didn't they do a song, the Sandals, I think it was? I love that dirty water, Boston, you're my home. Yeah, that's Boston, ain't it? Dirty water.
It is. I think it is. It is Boston. I like that. I like that tune, by the way.
Yeah, it's a tune. Great guitar work. Anyways, one-hit wonder. Hey, Kate, by the way, you know, if you look at the year, though, with Obama, I mean, hey, he got his health care passed. I mean, he's gotten victory after victory what he wanted, and and the economy is stabilized. I wouldn't say it's got better. Maybe a tad. It hasn't got worse.
No, I'd say some jobs are actually starting to come back. I think you're right. Jobs are starting to come back, yeah.
And the, and the money that they used for that stimulus, yeah, it didn't stimulate new jobs, but, I mean, they saved, like, I think it was 200,000 teachers and cops. Jobs all over the United States that were about losing their job. And, and so, you know, I'm a little fishy when, you know, you're paying people, you know, putting the country in debt to save people's jobs. But, you know, I don't know. Those professions, I guess, you know, teaching and having police officers are kind of important professions. You know, I don't know, Kate. It's just, you just wish everybody could have a job and make their own ends meet, you know, and not have to pay half their life for taxes and, you know, have to earn some of the taxes or whatever. And you know, I can tell you what my New Year's resolution is, right?
Oh, let's hear it.
I've got my books ready, and I'm going to be like Mr. Particular, and everything I buy, I already keep all the receipts of everything I buy. I learned a couple hard lessons years ago about that. And most people think they don't care, you know. They just say, I don't need the receipt, you know, but just never know. And I've got it all set up to where I'm going to find out how much I pay in taxes next year. I'm like, you got income tax, you got your sales tax, you got taxes on your cell phone, you got taxes on your home phone, every time you turn around, there's a tax on something. And I'm going to separate it, look at my bills every month and go, okay, this is how much went to taxes and this is how much went to interest. And then at the end of the year, I'll add in how much I paid in income tax, and it'll just be really interesting to see how close to, you know, if it's going to be 25, 30, 35% of my income went to taxes in some form or another, you know.
Well, I can already cut to the chase for you. I guarantee it's going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of at least 25% because of all those reasons you just said. You don't realize how much you actually pay in interest and taxes. You know it in the back of your head, but when you see it on paper, Don, it's frightening.
Hey, I got to share something with you. I thought I saw a little tidbit today I thought was interesting. I was looking in this magazine, and it was showing a tribute to all the famous people that have died this past year, you know, and that Lena Horne, she was something. Let me tell you, she was huge. But anyway, though, all the people, Daddy Fisher, you know, Tony Curtis, even George Steinbrenner, the evil emperor, you know, so anyway.
There was a lot of famous people that died this year, yes.
Yeah, you know, and so, but there was this guy, they had a picture of this old Japanese man in there. His name is, if I can say the first name right, Tsutomu Yamaguchi. And he lived to be 93 years old. Uh-huh. You're like, well, who's Tsutomu Yamaguchi? This guy, man, I wish I could have met him and took him to Vegas. He lived through both atomic blasts in Japan. He was the morning of August 6, 1945. He was in Hiroshima on a business trip because he worked for a shipbuilding company, and he survived that blast, and the next day went home to Nagasaki, and 2 days later, he survived the blast in Nagasaki, and he lived to be 93. You guys, come on.
I read that story.
That's crazy, because you think of man, you think he'd at least got a little bit of radiation or something, you know, that would have shortened his life, or, you know, and in fact, it was kind of funny because I have one of my dad's best friend has a daughter that when we were in Japan, we knew them over there, and they adopted two Japanese girls, and one of them lives back in Japan right now, and I guess that was a pretty big story over there. This guy was pretty popular or whatever, you know, was pretty famous, but he survived both blasts. But at the same time, of course, he had to witness them, you know, he saw the destruction and everything twice, but I just thought that was an interesting tidbit, you know, so 93 years
kidding.
Old.
No kidding.
But anyway, though, so, well, listen, Kate, I want you to have a happy Christmas and a Merry New Year and whatever, whichever way you want to put those words, and the rest of America, especially your listeners. And I love all you guys. And, you know, it's great to be able to have a good friend like you to chat with and go through the things. And even though we got hardships and disagreements in this country, it's like you and I have said many times before, it's the greatest place on earth to live.
Absolutely. Amen. Same back at you, brother. It really is. Every time that you think about something that's going on, even when we kvetch about taxes, we still live in the greatest place in the face of the earth. We really, really do. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the mudslides and check the mail.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% 10% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot. Absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
And then we're heading to the mail. Let's talk about the mudslide quickly here on ATN. Boy, it is a nightmare in Los Angeles. I mean, truly, I feel for the people there. Holiday season and all that. I'm sure that really most of them just are praying that they can find a way to keep dry. So finally, some sun was blazing a trail in Southern California from the Central Coast all the way down through the south and to San Diego. And that's the good news, that they saw the sun. But the bad news is they had to declare a state of emergency in Los Angeles, Santa Barbara, and some of those King County areas because they've had 5 days of rain. And 5 days of rain led to, these are some places I used to live, San Luis Obispo, terrible, practically underwater. Orange County, Riverside, Kern, San Bernardino. Think of some of the places you've heard. And they were just pounded. I mean, pounded. And it's not just Southern California. Southern Nevada got hit. Southwestern Utah was slammed. They had flood watches there and mudslides, huge threats because of the ground being so soaked. It can only take so much, you know what I mean? Unless you're up on stilts, but then if you were up on stilts and you were on a hill, you were stuck as well because that was the mudslide area. And how much rain did they accumulate? See, that was my first thing. Imagine how much rain fell and how much actually accumulated. If you were thinking close to 9 to 10 inches, you got it. It was anywhere from 6.5 to almost 9 plus. And these are all places I used to live. Long Beach, Santa Barbara, Santa Maria. Just completely, completely annihilated by these heavy rains. Now, what happens when it rains? Besides this, the mudslides and the flooding, it can be a health hazard when you get that much rain because of the bacteria that is carried down to the waterways. Think about it. It's obvious from the streets and from those mountainside areas. The storm drains, the creeks, the rivers, all of that stuff, depending on where they merge. Those driveways were covered. I mean, just covered. It was the eeny, meeny, miny, moe situation. And let me tell you, the people that had to deal with it talked about removal, talked about mud removal, because that's the other part of it. That's what you have to do. You have to get the mud out of there. Cars were covered in mud. Here's what Bill Peters had to say, and also two women affected by those California storms.
So you have the power of water, but when you mix in there a lot of dirt and debris, it just makes it a massive force. And there's nothing that can withstand it, concrete or cars.
Was terrible. The mud was coming in.
Our dogs were stuck on the mud, too. We had to take them out.
Oh, boy, and that's the other part. The beasts. What happens to the beasts when you get in these scenarios where, they're running for their lives, too, or swimming, doing the dog paddle. And that's what it was like. It was like, get the canoe out, and here we go. All right, let's quickly check the mail bag.
The mail! The mail is here!
Ooh!
Now, thank you very much. This one's from Big Bob. Big Bob says, hey, America, tonight I want to wish you and yours a happy and very merry, merry Christmas. A big shout out to your guys. That would be Donovan and Matt. I agree. Big shout out. They did a great job this year. We had a great 2010, and I can't wait for next year. And speaking of not waiting for next year, and this is what he says in his note, he asked this. Oprah trashes Sarah Palin. Kate, what do you make of that? And I didn't know, at first I didn't know what he was talking about, and then I realized, because there was an interview that was done in Parade magazine that's coming out, where Oprah was asked about Sarah Palin. And she said that, she was asked about her, I guess, as her a television star or whatever. And she said she dismisses the idea that the country would vote for the former Alaska governor in the future. And she says, it doesn't scare me because I believe in the intelligence of the American people. Wow. So that was a nice kick from Oprah Winfrey. But you know what? They were asking her loaded questions, so she answered the question. She's good friends with Barack Obama, and she's certainly no friend of Sarah Palin's, not necessarily an enemy, but, you know, she sees what other people see in Sarah Palin. And here's the upshot of it. Palin is smart to get her name out there in controversial situations. So the people around her are realizing that, and I think they are. They're putting her in those spots because she makes more money that way. I mean, we live in a capitalist society, so, hey, if she gets her 15 minutes plus, that means people out there want to hear something of Sarah Palin. But Sarah Palin is president? No way. I would say absolutely no way. Because I don't dislike Sarah Palin, but I think she's found her right, I think she's found her right spot. I mean, she's in her niche, as they say. And stepping out of that, I don't believe that she's electable as president of the United States. I don't think so. And if the Republicans put up Sarah Palin, even now looking at Barack Obama, who's turned a corner, I don't think she wins that match. Now, you might disagree with that. You might disagree with it just because you like Palin. You like that she stands for motherhood or conservatism or spirituality or whatever it is that you believe in the Palin threat. So I'll throw out the number, 800-259-5791. But the Oprah question, hey, they were trying to get something out of Oprah, so that's what they do. You ask a few loaded questions. It's not sexy to have somebody on the cover of any magazine, Parade magazine or People magazine or Time magazine. that have nothing to say. You have to look for the thread of controversy. That's why they call it a teaser, because it's the controversy that makes the money in the end. And that's what that's about. All right, here's one from Joe listening to us in Vermont, because it says Joe in Vermont. Hello, I got a question about Rahm Emanuel. What's the flap? I heard something about he's able to run for mayor. Can you tell me more? All right, good question. It did happen. The Chicago Board of Elections decided to give Rahm a holiday present, and the former White House chief of staff, who says he only bailed from Chicago to help his buddy Obama, could be on the ballot, where he's allowed to appear on the ballot in February's mayoral election of the Windy City. This is the weird deal about this. He spent most of the last couple of years in Washington, of course, because he was the White House dude. He was one of the wingmen. And that would be like me. I decide I want to run for mayor of Dallas, but I'm not really living in Dallas. I'm living in New York or Minneapolis doing my thing, and I just happen to have a residence there. Any of us that did that, I think they wouldn't rule in our favor. But, hey, it was in the favor of Rahm. They ruled that he can do it. He's allowed to do it. Now, do the people in Chicago vote for Rahm Emanuel? I don't know. I think it's kind of bogus, but it's Chicago politics. Again, he wants to run for mayor. That's fine. But you have to live in the area. There's a reason why they put that out there. That's the reason why that's part of election standards in most cities, because they want the people that are there, that are seeing the struggles, that are seeing the highs, the lows, the whatever it is the city needs to do, not just getting it secondhand. I mean, otherwise, all of us could be carpetbaggers and live where we want. And, hey, I guess a few politicians have done that, huh? Here's another one. This one's from Joanne. She says, Kate, love the show. I've been listening to it for about 6 months. You rock. Oh, thanks. And she asks about Congress. What would you say about the lame Becker? Thumbs up or thumbs down? You know what? I'd say in between. Because some of what passed, like the START Treaty, I think that was stupid. Because to me, the U.S. is only on the radar. It doesn't do anything for nuclear proliferation. It's not going to scare away any terrorists. And more importantly, what does it do for the relationship with Russia? Now, if by signing this or ratifying this non-binding agreement, Iran is pressured by Russia, well, then maybe it's worth it. Because Iran is the country that scares me. Ahmadinejad I wouldn't trust no matter what. If I sat in a room and stared at him the entire time I was in his country, I wouldn't trust what was going through his mind and ultimately what would happen to me the second I turned my back and left that room. So that might be the one thing that would be worth it. But will it happen? Probably not. Probably not. Let's take one more. Let's see here. This one is from Stuart. Stuart says, Kate, the top stories of 2010, do you think 2011 is going to top some of those? God forbid, but would we have another oil spill like we had in the Gulf? ? And do you think there'll be some salacious celebrity divorces that top the ones that we've seen this past year, especially Tiger Woods? Can't help but be riveted by that. Of course, there's always a chance of more celebrity blunders and divorces and headlines. TMZ is making a huge living on that. As for the oil spill, boy, I hope we never see that again. I don't want to ever flip on any station and see that oil spilling out and spilling out and spilling out and spilling out for months. I mean, we don't need another disaster like that one. Hang with us.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, blocked sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
So Hollywood makes a big chunk of its cash during the holidays. Summertime's another big time once you roll into the summer. And Christmas, Hanukkah, break time is big time, Miller time for the people on the left coast. Because this is where they make a lot of their bread and butter. Theoretically, people have more time off and they got something to, that they want to do, like see some movies. Maybe they even go to a couple of movies. So you'll always find better fare that comes out typically in December, the end of December, and the very, very beginning of January. So without further ado, our cheap movie review. Maybe you want to take the family to see Gulliver's Travels. Take a listen.
I got a writing sample I've been working on. It's dynamite.
I had no idea you wrote.
So who are your influences?
Shakespeare, Krakauer, the hot mom who wrote Twilight.
I am the perfect
perfect piece to start you off with. There's a guy who claims he has the secret to the Bermuda Triangle.
We'll see you in 3 weeks with a story that's going to blow your mind.
Night at the museum.
What is this thing?
Where are you from?
I'm from the island of Manhattan.
Were you the president?
I was actually known as President the Awesome.
For the first time in his life, people are looking up to him.
To land a princess, you got to employ some grade A cortege.
Could you teach me? Next time you see her, just tell her
I'm really into you. I have a lot of things going on. I'd like you to be one of them.
And he's finally standing out.
I'm starting to love this place.
Don't you miss your subjects? And the White House and the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah. But Vice President Yoda can run things without me for a while.
But just when he thought he found his place.
Slide to unlock. 12 messages. Mr. Popularity.
They found out who he really was.
I challenge you to a duel. So you accept.
Make a move.
You cannot surrender!
You gave us your word!
I'm sorry.
I'm just a guy from the mailroom.
This Christmas,
Gulliver, you think of yourself as this small little thing, but that's not how I see you. You can do this.
He'll prove he's the hero.
But I'd like to be your protector again.
How are we to believe anything you say?
Because my word is my bond. This time.
He always pretended to be.
The Profusions attack!
Time to vanquish.
Jack Black.
Hey, dudes. I come in peace.
Fire!
I'm invincible.
Gulliver's Travels.
Gonna rock and roll the land.
First game. That's cute.
I loved Gulliver's Travels when I was a kid. Jack Black, he's my favorite. You can hear all the sarcasm dripping in that one. Think it'd be good. Go and see it. I may go and see that. Or at least I'm going to end up getting the disc here in the next 7-8 months. Little Fockers is another one that is star-studded, and it's the third in the series. Take a listen to this preview.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Hey, Grandpa Jack.
Yay!
Great. This is Jack Burns.
Yeah, I know. I could tell from the caller ID.
Craig, stop talking and listen. There's always been a patriarch to lead our family through good times and bad. I've come to realize that the next in line to the Burns throne is you. So I ask you, Craig,
are you prepared to be
the Godfather?
Are you laughing?
Yeah, I know. No. Because this is no laughing matter, Father. It's a confidence.
Sam, I love you.
It's an attitude that lets them know that the buck stops with you.
It's turkey time.
Jack, if you do the honors, you're the turkey carver now, Greg.
Thank you, Jack.
This Christmas,
I'm watching you.
Well, I have eyes, too. So I'll be watching you, watching me.
From Universal Pictures and Paramount Pictures.
Come here and give me a Fokker sandwich.
The more things change.
Okay.
Are you having a hard time sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh. Henry?
Shh. I put him in a still point.
He's going to wake up feeling so refreshed.
The more they stay the same.
Hey, you okay?
Yeah, you know, it's just the usual old Jack stuff.
My 2 cents when you deal with Jack, no matter what he does, just smother him with kisses. He'll be putty in your hands.
You've got to give a little love. Give a little love. Go on, just do it.
I want you to represent our new drug, Sustango.
It's an erectile dysfunction medicine.
You know any sexually frustrated old dudes?
Hello, Greg. You mind explaining this?
Did you take one of those?
What do you mean?
Jack, if you've had that for more than 4 hours, you got to get to an ER and get you a shot.
There's no way I'm going to an emergency room with this thing. You need to stick me, and you need to stick me now.
I'm not comfortable giving you... I'm not going to... No.
Little
Radio Quaker.
All right, it's obvious Robert De Niro, Ben Stiller, and the rest of the crew on hand for that. Now, this is the flick that I will definitely pay the $9 to see. True Grit, baby. Hang on and listen to this.
Mr. Cogburn, in your 4 years as U.S. Marshal, how many men have you shot?
Shot or killed?
Let us restrict it to killed so that we may have a manageable figure.
Cogburn.
What do you want, bro?
I'm looking for the man who killed my father. The man's name is Tom Chaney, and I need somebody to go after him.
What's your name?
My name is Maddie Ross.
Are you some kind of law?
I'm a Texas Ranger. I know Chaney. It is at least a two-man job taking him alive.
Marshal Cogburn? Can we depart this afternoon?
Wait.
I'm going with you.
Congratulations. You graduated from marauder to wet nurse.
You're being followed.
Where's Jim Marshall?
You missed your shot, Cogburn.
Just let this go.
I thought you were going to say the sun was in your eyes. That is to say, your eye.
You got a lot of experience with bounty hunters, do you?
That is a silly question. I am 14.
You can run on for a long time.
Time for you to go home.
I don't like you. I will not go back, not without Chaney, dead or alive.
Gnarly, you gotta cut you down.
Chaney's here! Help me, Marshal!
Now what, Cogburn?
Them boys, don't think about the wrath that's about to set down on it. Jack and his gang are rough luck. I do not regret shooting your father.
I will kill this girl!
Biggest mistake you ever made.
Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Help me!
I can do nothing for you, son.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges, Matt Damon, and Josh Brolin. All right, we're going to usher this hour out on this trailer because I want you to hear Gwyneth Paltrow's in it. And I hear she has a pretty good voice. It's called Country Strong.
Nashville's Kelly Cantor left rehab early this morning. You'll remember the country music star was arrested a few months ago for drunk and disorderly conduct.
We can't wait to get on the road again. We can't wait for the tour to start. Kelly's feeling better than ever.
She looks great, doesn't she, guys?
Thank you so much.
Silver wings.
I want Bo to open for me. He's a singer. He's a good one.
I've already got an opener for you. Kyle Stanton.
She's going to let this prom queen get up on stage. Patsy Cline played here.
Why don't you come out on tour with us, Bo? Get out of these honky-tonks and step into the big leagues.
So you're going to be opening for the Looney Tunes. They need to lock that one up and throw away the key.
She's not crazy.
One foot on the narrow way, one foot on the left.
Chels, who is your idol?
Kelly Cantor and Jesus Christ.
You and Jesus Christ, who'd have thought?
They love her. Do you think, Chels?